You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
That line of questioning kind of leads me into something I want to ask you. Is there any, and look, we're not going to say kicker, punter, fullback, quarterback, you even take quarterback out, but is there any position for you in the first round of this draft that the Lions should not take? Is there any position where if they took a player there, you'd be scratching your head saying, I don't know about that? Because for me, I'll give you my answer. I don't think there is.
Well, I don't think there is. I would maybe scratch my head at a off the ball linebacker. But I mean, Anzalone signed a 3-year deal. He's going into year two. Jack Campbell is coming off a rookie season.
Derek Barnes going into a contract year.
Yeah, and obviously we know you've got Rodrigo there. As I think through it, I probably wouldn't be upset. I just don't know that there is a linebacker that would be worthy of the 29 pick. So that is it. But to your point, they've done a really good job of creating depth on this roster. They've got a really good starting unit on both sides. Are there positions where I'd say, yeah, there's a bigger need that I would have rather than taking a linebacker at 29? Sure. But if it's best available and that's best available on your board, that's where I go with. That's other than quarterback and the other one, you know, punter and kicker. If you have them rated as the best available and it's not even close, then you go with that because you just want more talent. You want more high-end talent. And if they're rated that high,
yeah.
To me, I'm not going to reach to take a linebacker at 29 or a corner at 29 if I think they're a second-round talent, yet there's a first-round talent that's sitting there. And insert any name that you want. If that first-round talent is there, I'm not going to reach on a guy that I think might fit the roster better over the long term because I want to just add more talent. And I got a better chance of hitting on that guy that I gave the first-round grade to than I do on a second-rounder because there's no sure thing.
Yeah.
There's never been a sure thing in this draft.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, you haven't heard a whole lot about off-the-ball linebackers this year. Right. Another position, too. I mean, look, if they take a running back at 29, we're all going to be sitting there saying, I think that's a position we might be set at, right? But you always have to prepare for the doomsday, which is if the board just falls in the complete worst way possible, right? You have 28 guys ahead of you. The top 28 guys on your board are all gone.
Yeah.
Right. And maybe 29 is
a running
back, off the ball linebacker or a running back. Right. Do you take a chance and say, but our 30th best guy is this, but there's a big drop off between these two players. Right. That's the thing where I think Brad Holmes's brain just is always preparing for what situation is going to come back. And look, now I know a perfect world would say, hey, if there's nobody there, you like trade back. Well, you got to have somebody that wants to trade up. Right. This for me, and I know we'll get into it and kind of close with this. We'll get into it in the next couple of weeks, but 29 is a position for me that seems like it is primed for either trading up or trading back. Yeah. Right. I would not be surprised. Trading back, probably a little more difficult unless the quarterbacks start to fall and somebody wants to come and get the, you know, Bo Nix and get the fifth year on a quarterback, or Michael Penix falls, which could be possible with his injury history. I know he, you know, had a good year last year at Washington, but you always have to, that seems like a spot to me where it would not surprise me at all if Brad Holmes finds a way to get back into the top 20, right? And say, you know what, we can afford it because our roster is pretty set, right? We can afford to give up 29 and maybe, probably it'll take a second and maybe even something else, you know, flop of force or something, right? But that wouldn't surprise me at all to see Brad Holmes maybe move up, depending on how his board falls, to say, hey, can I get back to 16 and take this guy? And then we're set. We might not pick again until the third round, but hey, our roster is looking pretty damn good now. And we feel really damn good about this one player because it does kind of feel like they might be in that position. Kind of what the Rams did a couple of years ago when they got a Super Bowl out of it, right? They gave up a lot, but they got a lot in return. I don't know if we're going to see that type of path and completion, but that seems like a spot to me. And we'll see a little bit over the next couple of weeks how things start to shake out and what we start to hear. I wouldn't be surprised if Brad Holmes find a way to move that pick, whether it's getting up more in the back end or trying to jump up and make one big move in the front end.
And we've seen him do that every year. He's been very active in trades on draft day. So when we come back next week, we'll probably talk a little bit more about if he were to trade up. What would some of the targets possibly be if he were to trade back? What does that mean with hosting this in Detroit and then not having a first round pick on night one? Would be somewhat ironic. And then, other targets, if he does stay at 29, who we might be looking at, who could fall to the Lions. So stay tuned in here as we approach the draft coming up at the end of the month, last Thursday of the month. This is Necessary Roughness.